So let's drop into the page builder. So we'll click on that. Let me pull it over so you can see it. Okay, when it very first comes up, it gives me some options. I can work on a page that we've already built. I can build a new page blank. I can build a new page from a template. I can work on an existing page, or I can go into a tutorial. Okay. Now, so what I want to do is, once you build some pages, they will actually show over here on the right-hand side of the screen. But we want to create a new blank page. So we click on New and Continue, and it will fire open a brand new page for us. And the very first thing it comes up with is this little box up here that allows us to add a block to the page. Now, the concept of Easy Page Builder, the basic concepts of this, you learned in the kindergarten, or maybe even before kindergarten, when you stacked blocks up, those little ABC blocks, you could stack them up. The difference is, from here, we sort of stack from the top down. But the concept is the same, is that we're just stacking blocks with information. Right now, the way we set it up, and as soon as I add the first block, it will show it, but it's going to show the very first block at the top is going to be the header that we uploaded as our sample header. And then we're going to add something under that. So the different blocks, and I'll just drop this down so you can see it quick, but you can see there are a number of different types of blocks that you can actually add, and we'll go through a few of the main ones of those, and you can experiment and play with those. The very first block that comes up is called a title block, and that's what we're going to want to add this time around, is a title block. So we put it on title, and we click Next Step. Okay? And so now it comes up with a dialog box that allows me to enter the information of what I want in that block. This is a title block. It will just create a title to put at the top of our page. So we're going to put demo page. Okay. And now I can set the alignment of that. I want it to be centered on the page. And I can do some other things with it here. I could set background links, but we're not going to go into those too much. I could put borders around it and all kinds of stuff. I do want to adjust the font color and size. So I am going to click on the font color and size button down here. And that fires open a little window that allows me to change the font. Let's just go up here. We're going to choose Arial Black for it. And you can see it's a little bit small, so I'm going to up the size a couple of notches there. I'm going to go up to a size 5. And let's make it an exciting color like red. I'm a basic colors guy, so let's just go red if I can find it. It's in alphabetical order. Okay, there, she's in red. So okay, so now we'll go submit, and we'll have a big title up there that says Red, our demo page. Okay? And you can see it's got our footer information down there. For some reason, it's not displaying our header yet. I think it will in a second here. But our demo page looks just a little bit small to me, but that's our first block. And you can kind of see the box around it. That won't show up on the actual web page, but here in Page Builder, so we can see it, that gives us the block. So let's edit that. If you look over here on the left-hand side at the top, there are all these little icons, and I want to explain to you what those are. First, there's a little number that shows us this is block number 1. Then there's a plus sign that allows us to add another block before or after this block. There's a little pencil that allows us to edit this one. As we've got more blocks, if I want to move them up or down, there'll be some arrows right here that will allow me to switch the blocks up and down. If I want to move them far on the page, somewhere, you know, way down to the bottom or something, I've got this little crossed arrows thing. If I want to make a copy of it, I can use these two little, looks like two little pages, so I can copy it. Or the red X will delete it. So let's go make this one just a little bit bigger. So we're going to click on the pencil to edit it, and it will pop back up our dialog box. And we're going to click back on the font colors again. And let me slide it over. That's it. Didn't put it on the screen, and we'll go up one more size. We'll go up to a 6 now, and click on OK, and submit. Now it should be a little bit bigger. Yep, see how we increased the size of it. Okay, now let's go and add one something after it. So I click on the little plus sign, and I'm going to add a box, a block after it. This block is going to be a horizontal line. So we're going to click the horizontal line block, and we want it after it. So I click on the next step, and now I can go into Easy Line Picker, and it brings up a number of different lines I can choose from. And so I'm going to scroll down here, and I'm going to pick a wild one here. Everybody always harasses me about my wild lines. Now, on these two, there's a little thing down here. It's called Insert a Blank Line. And sometimes, to space things out a little bit, I like to click on that. So I'd like a blank line in between this line and the next block, so I'm just going to click that on. I click Submit, and voila, Jiffy Skippy, I've got my hotline. Probably not going to be quite as smooth for you, but it's got two little flashing lights that go across for it. So, okay. And so we would just go on down the page, entering our text along happy as can be. So let's add another block. And I'll add one more block, and then we'll just kind of walk through the blocks. This time I'm going to add a graphic and a text block. So we go ahead. Now it allows me to browse the graphics. So this time I'm going to use Road to the Future. Now let's use Chris. Let's use Chris. We edit it there. So, okay. So I put that up, and I'm going to, down here it allows me to enter some text to go beside it. So I enter my text, I can cut it and paste it, I can get text, I can just type it here. Christopher Eckman at the park in Moscow, Russia. Okay. And so now with this, this is a graphic and text block, so it's going to display the picture and it's going to put text next to it. And so I can control up here whether I want the text on the left side of the image or on the right side of the image. So this time I'm going to say I want the text on the right side of the image. So I'm going to click on that. I can come down here again and I can adjust other things. But we want to set the font and color of it. So we want to keep our font consistent. We used Arial Black, so this time we're going to use just Arial. Okay. Bold, and we'll just leave it black. So for now, that'll do. So I click on Submit, and it should show me the picture of Christopher that we edited along with the picture beside it. Okay? So just simple. You can do that. Very powerful feature there that you can see. So now let's just quickly walk through. I'm going to add another block here, and I just want to walk you through all the different kinds of blocks that you can use. And I won't go through all of them because we're running out of time here. But the title block we used for just, you know, a short title. Simple text block will allow you to put in blocks of text. Your editing capabilities and formatting text abilities are fairly limited, but that's typically what I use because it works well. A graphic would just allow you to put a picture or an image up there. Bulleted text will allow you to put text up with bullets, the horizontal line we used, the graphic and text block we used. If I wanted to use a graphic and have bulleted text next to it, I could use that block. If I wanted graphic and a text in the middle and another graphic on the outside, there's that bar. The button bar we won't go into, but allows you to put buttons on their page that will link to other areas. You can also put them in a sidebar down the side of it. The button builder is actually a tool that will help you to create some buttons. Information request form, if you just want a simple little form where they can click on it and request some information to you, you can click on that, it'll drop into it. You want to create a table with columns, tool will allow you to do that block. Site search, if you want to add that to there, so they can just type in things and it will search your site. The specials button will make a little notation on the page that you're offering something at a special price. Then if you're using the shopping cart, the easy order blocks will actually allow you to place ordering, where people can order right on your pages, credit card buttons and order buttons there. Easy mailing list, the links you can create where people can subscribe to your mailing list there. Easy directory, so that you can shoot them over into that. The form builder, which is an incredibly powerful tool, which to my knowledge, no other competitor has the capability to do the form builder like we have. Incredibly powerful tool, and we'll have a whole other seminar to go through building forms and collecting information on your websites as well. We have, a series of buttons for setting up affiliate things on your website. And then we have an area down here that we call advanced text block. You can do address search. You can add easy audio. If you actually know HTML and want to just drop an HTML block in, you can do that. If you want to control some space, there's a spacer block, and you can, it'll allow you to do space horizontally or vertically. The mirror block is an incredibly powerful tool that allows you to create something one time and save it on a page, and then you can use it all over the website. If somebody asked in one of the previous sessions, what would you use that for? And I can give you an example of a place that I used it. I've got a page up that I have a number of different webinars scheduled, and I have the schedule of the webinars all throughout the website on a number of different pages. And so I set that up in a mirror block. If I would just set it up in the pages, every time I changed my webinar schedule, I would have to go edit every page in the entire website to adjust that webinar schedule. But by putting it into the mirror block, it allows me to edit it once, and then all the other pages mirror that same block. So by changing it once, it will change it throughout the whole website. Incredibly great tool for cutting work. And I tell you what, I always like to cut work if I can. Two more blocks here I wanted to mention. One is the Layout Manager, and I will demonstrate that to you just quickly so you can see how that works, and I'll come back to that. But the last one is the Advanced Text Block. And the Advanced Text Block is a blessing and a curse, okay? The blessing is that you can do all kinds of things. You can bold words in your text. You can actually build your whole web page in the Advanced Text Block. It's a powerful tool, and it allows you to do a lot of really neat things with your text. That's the blessing side, okay? The curse side of it is two curses. The first curse of the advanced text block is, since it is advanced, it's a little more complicated. Well, really, it's a lot more complicated to use. And even I haven't totally figured it out. I can do basic things in it, but it's more complicated. So that's the first curse. The second curse is that since it's advanced and it does a lot of different things, sometimes it doesn't do things quite the way you want it to and quite the way that you would expect. And sometimes you can get some funky little characters in there and some other things, which I don't know why it does that. But anyway, so there are places to use it, but I like to use the simple text block because I'm a control freak. I want it to appear the way that I want it to appear. And I'd rather put two or three different blocks in there. And you can learn some just really basic HTML too. Like if you wanted a one word bolded, that's really, really easy to do. And you could learn to do that. You could call our tech support and they could tell you how to do that and some other basic things. But you can use either of those that you want. Okay, now let's go back up to the Layout Manager as we finish up here. The Layout Manager, what we've talked about so far is you add blocks down the page. Very powerful. You can build some incredible pages with it. But you don't have the power to set a block next to a block. And the Layout Manager will actually give you the power to stack blocks beside each other. With that tool, now you can build absolutely incredible pages and virtually do just about anything that you want as far as the controlling the page layouts. And when we build pages, we use the Layout Manager a lot to do that. And if you look at some of the pages that our group has built, You can do incredible pages with the Layout Manager. I just want to demonstrate that for you really quickly, but it allows me to stack blocks beside blocks. So I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to add a Layout Manager next to it. You can see here, I can do blocks in rows or in columns. And so in this case, we're going to want to do a column so that we can put a block next to a block. I've got a lot of other powerful tools that I can, or things I can do with it. I can set up backgrounds. I can control spacing with in it. I can put borders inside of it. I can do all kinds of different things. But for the most part, I don't think I'm going to do anything there. I think I'm just going to click on submit. Okay. Now what you're going to see is you're going to see basically a blank box underneath. Box number four is my Layout Manager, because I haven't put anything into it yet. So if I go add, it's really going to add one after it, but then I'll pull it back up inside it. So let's go add some graphics from some of those other graphics that we did. So add a graphic. I'm just going to do this real quickly here. So I'm going to go pick one of those other ones that we did, chart down, and we'll drop that in there. Whoops. I got to click out chart down and click open. And if I don't click on it, it won't work. Okay. And I'll put submit. And now you'll notice that it's okay. It's actually added it inside of the form manager. So you can see there's a four there for the form manager. And since this one is inside of the, not form manager, layout manager, it's added 4.1. So now if I go add another one after 4.1, we're going to add another graphic. Okay, next step. And this is going to be chart up. And so we'll drop that in there. And now we're adding them in columns, so it's going to appear next to it. So now you can see that I've got 4.1 and 4.2. I've got them added next to each other. And so now I can stack blocks up and down the page. So let's go back and if we add one in between those two. Okay, so I clicked on my add button again. And let's pick another graphic just for the heck of it. And we're going to do Road to the Future. Okay, and click submit. There you go. Now you can see that doesn't look too good, so I'm going to click on my pencil. I want that one to be centered. So submit, and that'll be a little bit better. Okay. Now you can see, then I can go back and I could go back to adding without the form manager and adding pages just down the page. I could do whatever I wanted to, but with that form manager, it's really not too bad once you play with it a little bit. It can be a little bit confusing trying to get them inside that container from the first time and understanding, but if you play with it just a little bit, you'll find that it's a powerful tool for building your website. And the form manager will become, the layout manager will become your friend. So now we've got a real nice page. If I want to see what it looks like, I can view it. I would just go up here and click on view, and I would go preview current. And I'm not sure exactly. Okay, there it is. So now that shows us what it's going to look like with all the blocks and all the control elements gone. So you can see that that's the page that we built. And you know, not an incredibly beautiful page, but for demonstration purposes, it'll work. So, okay. So let's go back to our page builder page. And just a couple other things I wanted to go through with you here on the file manager. And I wanted to go through, first let's look at page options, okay? This is where you can control, and like I said, you can turn off the global header and the global footer and the counters at the bottom if you want to and do your own thing. Shoot yourself in the foot. Go ahead. But that's where you would turn those off. And you can control page color, background colors for just this page, sidebars, other information there. Plenty of good stuff, but that's where you would turn off the global information and just do it yourself. So let's not change anything there and just click on cancel. And then let's go into meta tags.